The waiting room at Dr. Douglas Diddy's office is packed. Some of the children here had their teeth cleaned weeks or months ago and are in for a quick checkup. Others haven't seen a dentist in years. Children are getting everything from x-rays to fillings. Dr. Diddy says many are just seizing an opportunity for free care and education on personal hygiene.
There are so many things that can result from poor dentition and dental infections. And if we can educate patients how important prevention is, we can prevent a lot of those, you know, high-cost medical care items.
According to the American Dental Association, one visit to the emergency room for a tooth problem costs the U.S. healthcare system an average of $750. That cost falls on hospitals, insurance companies, and patients themselves. So the Delaware State Dental Society wants to help kids take care of their problems now before they get worse and more costly.
Okay. Feel with your tongue back there. Do you feel any rough spots that need to be smooth? It feels okay? Mm-hmm. You did it. Close your jaw for a second there, and then we'll work our way to the other side.
Dover dentist Adam Seidel is filling 17-year-old Angel Saldana Torres' decayed teeth. The Seaford resident hasn't seen a dentist in a year. Seidel finishes the job in an hour, and he praises Angel for being such a trooper.
Nice work today, Angel. Appreciate your patience,
nice, bud.
Nice seeing you. Thanks for coming in.
How do you feel?
I feel a lot healthier with my teeth.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel really numb. Took a while, but it's better now.
See you, bud. Yeah, take care. Good luck with school, all right?
You're all finished.
A lot of these patients aren't going to be able to have follow-up care anytime soon, so our goal is to be able to get a lot accomplished. So I think we ended up doing like 5 or 6 fillings on him, and he did great. He was awesome to work on.
A 2013 assessment from Delaware's Department of Health and Social Services shows about 70% of children have tooth decay by high school. The state's dental society says children need proper education to prevent this. And that also means making parents more aware of their children's needs. Dover resident Alta Troyer stands nervously in the doorway of an exam room, watching Dr. Michael Alo give her 8-year-old daughter Matilda some numbing medicine. Matilda's about to have a root canal.
If you can open real wide for me, I'm just going to place this in the back. Real big for me. Good.
Alta says money's tight for her Amish family, so her daughter's never seen a dentist before.
I guess she didn't have any problem, so we didn't take her.
Until a month ago, when her primary care doctor noticed she had cavities. So when Alta found out about Give Kids a Smile, it was the perfect opportunity to get some dental work done and learn new habits. Before, her 9 children were hardly brushing their teeth once a day.
I just wish we made the children brush their teeth in the morning and at night before they go to bed, and we didn't.
In the 15 years of Delaware's Give Kids a Smile, dentists have treated more than 2,000 children across the state. They also issue referrals to local dentists, state clinics, and federally qualified health centers so kids can continue to receive care regardless of economic or social barriers. And maybe kids will sink their teeth into better brushing, flossing, and dental habits. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.
Stay really still. You're doing a good job.